people are thinking the pandemic is over. And what they don't realize is billions and billions of money is being pumped into creating the capacity for the next one.
I know that they're doing this, Catherine, and you and I said when all of this was going down that this is a beta test.
Right.
And it is. It's a beta test.
Right.
And they learned what they needed to learn. And so the next round is going to be worse than the last one.
Right.
The question I have is there some motivation or agenda that they're not telling us? How do you rationalize this insanity?
So I think their number one goal during COVID-19 was to figure out how to put an operating system in our body and hook us up to the cloud. I think that's the number one goal. And it's very simple. When a company, 20 years ago wanted to outsource all their work to India, they'd take the workers who were doing the jobs and they'd ship some of them to India to teach the Indians how to do their jobs and take the jobs away. So you pay the workers to teach the workers who are going to replace them. Mm-hmm. It's the same here. They want the people to teach the AI how to think.
Yes.
So you hook all the people up to the AI and the people teach the AI how to think, right? They can't get the AI working without hooking the people up, and they're desperate to get the AI working. And the most important thing they need to hook up to get the AI working? The children. Because if you can chip a baby and the baby can teach the AI from the time it's a baby to the time it becomes fully educated and adult, that's what's really going to teach the AI how to think like a human. So I think number one is hook us up to the cloud, get the AI working. That's number one. But number two, I think now that you have CRISPR technology, they want to control what genes come into the world.
Yes.
They're just sick of spontaneity. They want quality control.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's number two. Three, I definitely think that every country had a quota and there was a certain percentage that was supposed to be depopulated. I think part of this is simply looking forward and saying, okay, experiment, learned a lot. Now we're going to do the next round.
Right.
I don't think they've figured out how to get the operating system into our body and get us hooked up in the cloud. To do that, they need transaction control because they cannot get to the children and they cannot control the children until they get 100% financial transaction control. And that's why the war is on. Because what we know is there's a certain segment of the population that will not turn over their children. They will die, will just, and there's another part of the population that will do crazy, insane things, but they won't put a gun to their neighbor's head and take their children. They're not that crazy, right?
Right.
So that's why, their next step has to be to get financial transaction control or else they can't implement transhumanism. Because the human race does not want something that is that anti-life. What we're really talking about is if you take our energy body and you take our electromagnetic body, they're trying to get it to like go into the machine instead of connect to all life.
Yes.
And it's a whole body. It's a whole body capture, not just a mind capture. It's a whole body capture.
Right.
And this whole body capture relates to the fact that our shared intelligence is our full physical and electromagnetic body. And as it connects to everything, as it connects to life, as it connects, we know from remote viewing the powers we have with telepathy. And what I see with CBDC and the sort of financial transaction control grid is they're trying to take the control line they had with surveillance and telecommunications and mind control and merge it with a financial transaction control grid, literally down to the chip in your body so that it is a complete immersive, you know, control of the human energy body and integrate it into the financial grid. And that's part of the slavery system. So yes. This is, you know, the last time we had slavery, it was just of the physical body. Now we're talking right. about slavery of the mind, of the electromagnetic body. It's like a full, you know, and down to the DNA.
It's a full spectrum dominance of the individual. To the
right,
point
at a cellular level.
To the point that the individual loses the individuality. You're becoming part of a collective in
Borg.
A Borg. Right. Yeah.